When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Casey Covers Country.
It's Friday. Doesn't really feel like it because I'm so busy. Friday. Oh my gosh. This week, people. Yesterday was Cardinals opening day at Busch Stadium. We were at Ballpark Village and we broadcasted live. When I tell you, it was so loud, which is awesome. Like, the energy was electric, but it was loud. And I was trying to broadcast live, so you should have seen me with all my little my papers, my mini mic. I didn't even have the whole setup. It was just me and the mini mic running down the street to Spruce. I ran all the way to Spruce to try and find some silence. That's how loud downtown was yesterday, but it was so much fun. And it was cold too. Pretty sure my fingers were frozen by the time I got back to my car. And the Cardinals won, which made for an even better day. However, today is Friday, and I am super busy today because we are actually leaving tomorrow. We're going to the Caribbean. And I know what you're thinking, Casey. You literally just got back from Jamaica. What are you talking about? You're leaving again. This will be a trip with WIL. And a lot of people ask me questions about these trips. You know, why do we get to go to these Caribbean resorts just to broadcast live? Well, it all comes back to the fact that we are A, promoting the resort, which is good for them, but B, we are giving away vacations and stays at that resort. So while we're there, we get to hype up all the best things about it, talk to you about why you should enter to win, how much fun you're going to have if you win the trip and get to go. So I'm not going to lie, I think I come out the real winner here. I get to do my job in a really awesome location, but hopefully you're paying attention to the socials, Instagram, Facebook, and you have the WIL app so that when it's time for us to give this trip away, you are ready for it. But earlier this week, we had Dustin Lynch call studio. He's so great. He's so easy to talk to and fun. And he's going to be here in May. And he sounds very much single and like he wouldn't be opposed to maybe falling in love in St. Louis, which caught me by surprise, too. I maybe should have dug a little deeper into this when he was on the phone, but we were on a time limit. So if you know what? If you're single and that sounds good to you, I'd say keep on listening. It's Dustin Lynch. 92.3 WIL. I've got a special guest joining us on the phone today.
Hey, it's Dustin Lynch. How's it going? Is this Casey?
This is Casey. You called the right place. How you doing today?
Doing good. Coffee's going down great.
That sounds like a great start to the day. Are you already, you're already out on tour, right?
Yeah, we're actually kicking off tonight in the Ryman.
Oh my gosh, what an amazing place to start.
Yeah, we've been out like for several weeks, but this kicks off the Kill the Cowboy Tour tonight here in Nashville.
Kill the Cowboy Tour coming to St. Louis Music Park on May 10th. What makes this tour different than all the other times we've seen you?
Well, I will say it's the biggest one we've done, for sure. And the show and production-wise is all brand new for us, and it's getting busy. We're carrying more buses and trucks than we ever have, so it's been a lot of fun putting this show together. We've worked on it last summer, but seriously, with all the gear for the last couple months. And then we went out with Blake and had a good time with him. But this is, you know, the first time we get all of our tricks and toys out of the closet.
Absolutely. Bigger and better every time. So I am a fan of both skis and mixing up genres. So can you tell us a little bit about the decision to have skis open up this tour rather than just conventionally another country artist?
Yeah, just so I was looking at artists that were available to go out with us, you know, in this window. And I love making music with friends. And there were some names I recognized, but not really anybody that I knew well or I mean, this sounds bad, but I wasn't a fan of, you know, that was like, oh, I don't know. I mean, we like to have a very energetic positive kind of night when we come to town and keep the vibes high. And I just got to thinking, I'm like, man, what if I just take a friend out, whether it's country music or not? And I was hanging out with a group of friends, and that Ski song came on. I was like, I wonder if Skis would go out with us. And he and I became buds just through mutual friends. And I gave him a shout. He's like, man, I'm all in. I'm totally in. So just really excited to have a guy. I mean, I listen to Skis on a pretty regular basis. So I'm a fan, and I'll probably be watching every set he plays just because I love his music. And yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, this tour is going to be all about just making sure we create that atmosphere for the folks that show up.
Speaking of high energy on your tours, it feels like every time you come around, someone I know is running back like, I just got to play beer pong with Dustin Lynch on stage. I caught and kept one of the beach balls they were throwing. I got a tattoo on stage. Is there anything like that you're planning for this tour?
Yeah, we take pride in being really interactive with the crowds and getting everybody involved. I hate whenever I feel like the crowd's watching us. Mm-hmm. I want them to be a part of the show as much as we are on stage. And so, yeah, we've created some moments where we get everybody pumped up and enjoying together, yeah, and interacting. So there's always going to, I think that's kind of a thread we found through the years of touring that we like to do in our shows. You know, make some lucky individuals stars of the show, if you will, for a moment or two.
That actually brings up another point I have, because I recently saw a video that you did where you asked ChatGPT AI to roast you, and it really didn't disappoint. It was pretty good. But I went back to ChatGPT and I said, okay, now tell me one nice thing about Dustin Lynch. Do you want to hear it?
Yes. Let's see what it says.
AI says, Dustin Lynch delivers energetic performances, has a stage performance full of riz that makes it fun for fans.
There we go.
AI
love it.
Says you I'll got riz.
That. I'll take it. I'll take it. I need all the endorsements I can get. So thank you, ChatGPT, on that one.
Awesome. So we're going to see you at St. Louis Music Park May 10th with Skis. Anything else you want to hit us with before you go?
I'm just counting down. I mean, May 10th in St. Louis is going to be beautiful weather, and man, there's nothing better than a concert whenever the weather's right. I've realized, I think the springtime makes me want to fall in love each year.
Ooh!
So I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a good time. I think the vibes are going to be high. Everybody's going to be rocking and ready to party. Hopefully on a nice warm evening.
We got to rewind. Did Dustin Lynch just say he's open to falling in love in St. Louis? The world is our oyster.
Hey, I don't know. There's always a possibility. Absolutely.
We will have to see. May 10th, St. Louis Music Park with Skis for the Kill the Cowboy tour. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today, Dustin.
Thank you so much, Kelsey. Talk to you soon.
Kelsey Ballerini is giving everyone more of a reason to watch the CMT Music Awards on Sunday. Kelsey's hosting again this year. This has got to be like, I don't know, the fifth year in a row that she's hosted. And she's celebrating by releasing a song today. But it's a song that you already know. It's officially the 10-year anniversary of the song that kickstarted her entire career, Love Me Like You Mean It. You're gonna She released it when she was only 20 years old and thought that this was a good time to reimagine the whole song into something a little more new and fresh. Kiss me like you need it. If you're not your best kids are leaving, if you're gonna love me like you mean it. I think I love this version even more than the original, and I'm sure she's gonna perform it at the CMT Awards this Sunday night. And the CMT Awards are definitely different than like the CMAs or the ACMs, because artists, they're encouraged to dress fun and colorful and have a lighthearted time, and it's really not stuffy like the other ones can kind of seem to be. And as the host, Kelsey Ballerini, says, there's just an element of celebration. It's lighter, it's fun, it's about the fans, it's about the music, you're seeing legends, you're seeing new artists, and everything in between. The CMT Awards will air Sunday night, 7 o'clock on CBS. Thomas Rhett's younger brother just made his debut at the Grand Ole Opry. Here's one thing about Thomas Rhett that I always forget about. He actually has a brother that's younger than most of his daughters. That's right. Thomas Rhett's dad, you know, singer-songwriter Rhett Akins, he married like 7 years ago. And now he's got a 4-year-old following a 30-year sibling age gap with Thomas Rhett. That's just so, it's mind-blowing to me. But younger brother, his name is Brody. He's actually the same age as Thomas Rhett's third daughter, Lennon, which must be fun when it comes to family stuff. And Brody might actually be musically inclined just like Dad and just like Big Brother TR. So Rhett Akins recently did a show at the Grand Ole Opry. And, you know, when you got a four-year-old that loves the spotlight, you might as well just toss him up on the stage, too, and see what happens. Lil Brody took that mic, took center stage, serenaded the crowd as if he had done it dozens of times with a rendition of everyone's favorite Sunday school classic anthem. The crowd goes wild. As they would. A few years ago, Thomas Rhett and Rhett Akins actually made Grand Ole Opry history by being the first and only father-son duo, I guess, to perform on that stage in the same night. And now I can't help but think, who knows, maybe someday they can take it to the next level with three Akin boys. Brody Akins on the rise. Jason Aldean says no worries about him ever hitting a big screen again. Back in 2013, you might remember he had a small role in that movie Sweetwater with January Jones and Ed Harris. And his part is pretty small there. But you'll notice how that's the only role he's ever really taken. And with other country artists, I feel like it's a big dream, you know, to get out there and expand your career into more than just music. You know, maybe start acting, spread the wings a little bit. And even most recently, Darius Rucker and Kane Brown are two of the artists that I've heard would trade some time working on music in for time working on TV shows or movies. Jason Aldean says there's just not really a spot for him in the acting world unless it's under one condition. He told Taste of Country Nights, "I don't really know how much I liked it. It's hard to say because it's the only movie I've ever done, but who knows? First and foremost, I'm a musician. I'm not an actor, you know, and I don't pretend to be. I like to stay in my lane on what I do well, but if I had the chance to act with Clint Eastwood, I would take him up on that role because he's my dude. Other than that, I have no plans of entering the acting world again." I kind of appreciate that. Him not just saying like, oh, you know, I'm an actor, it's what I do, or I'm a musician, it's what I do, but saying, you know, I don't really know if I like it. I love the honesty there. Cole Swindell reveals that his next single is going to be a love song that he actually wrote for his upcoming wedding. So back in 2023, Cole Swindell got engaged. This is their wedding year, and normally he sticks to the bar scene songs. However, now that he's happily engaged, it looks like the heartfelt songs are going to start making his way back into his catalog.
It's actually, you know, I wondered for a while there if I'd ever be able to put out a love song just because it wasn't where I was in my life. And now that I am to have written, you know, our wedding song and to share that with the world, it's a little sneak peek.
Actually, that really hurts my heart to hear him say he didn't know if he would ever get to put out another love song because he didn't know if he was going to write one because of where he was at in his life. Now, I mean, the happily ever after is on its way. And another little Easter egg that had everybody curious about Cole and his fiance, Brittany. I think her name's Courtney. Courtney. Excuse me. His fiance, Courtney. Was that on Valentine's Day this year, they posted a black and white photo of each other with the caption that said, "Have you ever seen a prayer in person?" Which just caught our attention because that just sounds like a song lyric. So we'll keep our eyes open for that one. Luke Bryan is revealing the one song that his family does not allow him to play in their household. Luke Bryan's charted more than 30 number one songs at country radio across his career. And of course, his family, his friends, they love them all. But he's recently said that there's one that he's not allowed to play when they're all at home. And it's not because he doesn't like the song. Which one do you think it is? It's not what I would have guessed. It's actually Fast.
Fast. That's the kind of car you want to drive when you're 16. Fast.
Luke says it's all because my 16-year-old Beau got really mad at me on the music video for Fast because on that video, he had a girlfriend, she ended up in the video, and I didn't get proper clearance from him about it. So he's kind of mad. So in the Fast music video, like, you see all these family photos and things fly by, and Beau and his girlfriend are in it, and whatever, they're like high school students at that point, right? I guess when you're in high school, everything feels bigger or more important than it actually is. Safe to say he is not with that girl anymore, which must be why he does not like hearing the song as a reminder. But if there's anything I could tell Bo, it's that some of my distant family still has framed photos of me and my high school prom date on their walls. So it's all going to be good. It's not that real. Tyler Hubbard had a really full circle moment with Kane Brown recently. Kane used to be like the rising artist right behind Florida Georgia Line. He used to open up for their shows, but now that Florida Georgia Line is broken up and those guys are finding their own lanes in country music, now Tyler Hubbard says that he is the one following Kane Brown. And Tyler actually has a pretty funny memory from one of the first times that they met.
One of our first shows together, I was out shooting basketball with him, just hanging out and kind of getting to know him. And I was asking him, how long have you been doing this? You know, like, how long have you been playing shows and stuff? And he was like, well, this is my sixth show ever. I was like, dude, six? Like, six? He was like, yeah.
He was definitely a star in the making. And look at, after all this time, look at where he's at now.
It was incredible to watch him, like, take on the challenge and grow a ton on that tour. And now it's full circle. Now I'm getting to open up for him, and I watch him play, and I'm just like, wow, like, he's really grown into something special.
It's pretty rare for an artist to have that sort of perspective, to be the headliner, to come to such big success so fast as Florida Georgia Line did, and then to have to essentially start over the way that Tyler Hubbard and Brian Kelly are both doing now. But I have to say, I think Tyler Hubbard is doing an incredible job of it. And if he's on the road with Kane Brown, you know the audience loves them together. They're like two peas in a pod. Have you ever brought a gift for an artist whenever they come in town for a concert? Because Blake Shelton got a pretty crazy one. Blake Shelton's fans showed up for him Saturday night when he did a show in his home state of Oklahoma. And a few even brought some wild gifts. But one of the most memorable ones was a custom-made flag with Blake's high school photo on one side and Gwen Stefani's on the other side. And when he opened it up, he waved it up on stage, showed off his high school mullet and glasses, and explained that it was probably from sophomore or junior year, you know, the awkward years.
I think it's my sophomore or junior picture over in Ada High School down there in Ada. And that appears to be Gwen Stefani with a mullet back when she was in high school too. They were meant to be. Look at those mullets.
They were meant to be. Could Thomas Rhett and Russell Dickerson's be future in-laws? So their families spent Easter together over the weekend. I think it's also Thomas Rhett's birthday. So, you know, extra reason to celebrate and everybody get together. And at the party, Russell Dickerson's wife, Kaylee, caught an adorable video of their son, Remy, and Thomas Rhett's daughter, Lennon, holding hands, walking through the yard together. It is so sweet. They're both like 3 and 4 years old. But it also caught Thomas Rhett's live reaction to seeing them as he does a double take. He stares at them, immediately looks at the camera, gives a big old thumbs down. He rolls his eyes and says, you know what? You can show that video at the wedding.
Casey covers country.